It may seem difficult to think about long-term economic priorities in this moment, but that's just what long-term thinking is all about. One Michigan city is trying to lay plans right now to position itself as the new home of the United States Space Command. Next January, the Air Force is scheduled to make a decision on where this new headquarters will be located. And among the cities in the running is Michigan's own Sterling Heights. Sterling Heights Mayor Michael Taylor joins us now. Michael, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, April.
Tell us a little about Sterling Heights' history with defense contracting.
Well, this would be a new thing for us, but not new in terms of our experience with defense contracting. We have a number of defense contractors located in Sterling Heights, including General Dynamics Land Systems headquarters and a large BAE presence. We have hundreds of defense contractors that are either in the city of Sterling Heights or Macomb County, and thousands of jobs that are defense-related here already. Our County Executive Mark Hackle refers to this area as the arsenal of democracy and proudly declares that Macomb County is already the defense capital of the Midwest and possibly the United States. So while people might not think of Sterling Heights as a hub for military bases, we already have that experience and that talent here.
When you think of the whole picture, of course, having industries that have experience in this, I'm sure is probably one piece of it. But are there other things that you had to express in your pitch to the Air Force, like I guess the educational assets and things that they might be looking for as well?
Well, as of right now, the Air Force has a pretty regimented way of applying and nominating. The Air Force actually provided the nomination template, and you just had to meet certain criteria in order to even apply. So right now, we're within 25 miles of a military base, and that would be Selfridge Air National Guard Base. We have a livability index in Sterling Heights that's high enough to meet their criteria, and we're in one of the metropolitan areas that they identified that would qualify us. And then my understanding is that they're going to reach out to us once they receive the application, which they already have, and follow up. And we're meeting with the county, city, and Selfridge are meeting and putting together that proposal that we're going to be providing. And we anticipate in the coming weeks that we're going to be providing a very, very strong proposal to show why Sterling Heights, Macomb County, and Selfridge is not only qualified, but the highest qualified area in the entire country.
I mean, this is a pretty big project. What would 1,400 new jobs mean for Sterling Heights?
Well, it would be incredible. I mean, we're no stranger to having large manufacturing companies and big projects that involve a lot of new jobs. What this would do is really bring us into a totally different industry, a new industry with Space Command. And I think that that's one of the highest profile things out there right now is defending our assets, our satellites, and defending our country from, other hostile nations that are trying to, do us harm. And so that's the new frontier, frankly, is outer space. And so for Sterling Heights to be the headquarters, I think it would be a very high profile project that would bring a lot of attention to the city and to the county and do great things, have a huge multiplier effect on jobs, in a number of different industries.
I was looking over the list of cities that are trying to compete for the facility. I mean, you're going up against places like Dayton, the home of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and Palmdale, California, home to Edwards Air Force Base. Do you think Sterling Heights is going to be able to compete with places like that?
I wouldn't have put our name in and nominated Sterling Heights if I didn't think we had a legitimate chance. Look, I know that this is going to be a very competitive process, and we're going to get stiff competition from other areas. But we're proud to tell the story of what we have here in Macomb County in Sterling Heights, and we'll be happy to stand up and show that we can compete with any one of these locations. And even though traditionally we're not thought of as a hub for the Air Force or for these sorts of aerospace jobs, we really are. Our proximity to the talent and infrastructure makes Michigan and Macomb County uniquely qualified, in my opinion, to compete with any city across the country and show why we belong.
This is a larger entity, the United States Space Command, than the Space Force that President Trump has outlined. But it would have dominion over the Space Force, which has a pretty explicit military mission. Is it of any concern to you, the prospect of a more militarized approach to aerospace, or maybe even just the possibility that future federal administrations might see the picture differently?
Well, you know, those sorts of discussions, I think, I'll leave for the federal politicians and for the commanders in the United States Air Force. And, you know, I'm confident that they'll be able to direct the mission to what is most appropriate for our country and for our citizens. But as I mentioned, you know, there are a number of assets that the United States relies on that are up in outer space. Our satellites and those assets need to be protected. And, you know, as we get into a changing world with our foreign relations, we have to start thinking, I think, about how do we protect those areas, those assets, and be positioned for a future that, you know, 50 to 100 years from now, space travel could become much more common.
Is it too soon to get a T-shirt that says Sterling Heights Space Command?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna start selling those, but you know, I might say coming soon to a city near you. We're very optimistic, but again, we know it's a competitive process. I think it has a pretty nice ring to it, though, don't you?
I do. I like that. I could totally see that. Especially maybe a ball cap. Actually, it'd be a little more appropriate. A little more Chuck Yeager.
Yes.
Are there any other ways in which putting together this proposal have stretched your ideas about economic development around?
Well, we have a pretty robust economic development team in Sterling Heights, and we have. And, you know, these last 3 months have taught us that we have to start thinking differently about the way space is going to be used in Sterling Heights. And I'm not talking about outer space. I'm talking about our office locations and our retail locations and our industrial locations. And so, yeah, we've been working really around the clock the last 3 months to figure out how are we going to position Sterling Heights and Macomb County going forward in a very uncertain future. We're confident that we're going to emerge from this very strongly. And we've got a great team that's working to highlight the assets that we have here, the talent that we have here, and the opportunities for businesses, whether they're in the aerospace industry, whether they're in high tech, manufacturing, whatever the case may be. This process has helped to sharpen those tools and focus us on making sure that we're ready for industries to not only reopen, but emerge even stronger.
Well, Mayor Taylor, thanks for your time.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Michael Taylor is the mayor of Sterling Heights. We'll all be looking forward in January to seeing the Air Force make its final decision on the new home for United States Space Command.